I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dale and Keefe. Dale and Keefe. Middays 10 to 2. Middays 10 to 2. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. A radio.com sports station.
Subaru Summer is going on now. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
There you go, Wiggy. The Osmonds and One Bad Apple. You were talking about the bad apples that are out there getting their come up by looting and robbing and doing all that and destroying things. And there you have it. That's the Osmonds.
Talk about WPS.
The Osmonds?
Donnie and Marie?
Was that just the Osmonds?
Yeah, it was the whole family.
Oh, whoever came in last singing sounded like a young Michael
right?
Jackson.
Yeah. I assumed it was like the Jackson 5 or something. I'd never heard that before.
I bet it was the Osmonds and the Jackson 5.
Nope,
Ken,
no.
It was a collab?
That was Osmonds a feature.
I don't think it was an early collab.
I wanted the Osmonds sound like Michael.
Hey, House.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
So listen, man, how I feel about ending the racism, right? And we all know that racism, we all know that it trickles down. It's passed down through family. And we have a government that where people has been in government since the 50s. The whole family been in the government since way back then. And it's just trickling down. So they got the same ideology, maybe a different way. Everybody, you know, it's just time. I think it's just time to clean the board. You understand? Like, it's kind of crazy because as a child, I went to school in Reading.
Yeah.
At a school called Killam Elementary. Yeah, Killam. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they used to take me grave rubbing. And they took me out the building to go on a boat when my principal passed. I didn't know him. Still don't know his name. I just remember the incident.
What's grave rubbing?
WPS.
What that is.
Exactly. And WPS and BPS, let me tell you, that's a cultural, that's teaching people stuff. So people get mad. They shouldn't be mad at that. That's teaching you something.
Right. Well, guy earlier called the show right off the bat this morning and said Wiggy was a racist because he says something is white people stuff or black people stuff. So
that's teaching. You know what? I learned something from the WPS and some of the songs that y'all were playing. I never heard of them.
See,
I learned them.
You educate.
You know, it's the same way y'all learned some of the stuff that Wiggy played, and y'all learned them. And it's funny. It's funny how they it's like this. White people, Wiggy, they respect money. So if you got money, then it's fine if you listen to Rick Ross. You're not a thug. You're just a rich person that listens to rap music. But if you ain't got no money and you listen to rap music, oh, you're a thug. You're a thug of the thuggest.
Right.
That's just how it is, brother.
Yeah, no, I get you.
I don't know. Right. White people seem to hate Donald Trump. He's got a lot of money.
By the way, I have a little background info on One Bad Apple for you, Greg.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Evidently, the song was written by George Jackson, and he originally had the Jackson 5 in mind when he wrote it. Michael Jackson reportedly told Donny Osmond at one point that the Jackson 5 almost recorded One Bad Apple, but they chose to go with ABC instead.
Ah.
One, two, three.
Sound kind of similar.
Yeah, whoever was singing.
Yeah. Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
You know, what a sad sack Charlie's turned into. And I'll tell you, I told you, I voted for him in every statewide election he's ever run in. But I'm out on him, okay? He's no better than Trump. He gets up there, rails against the guy, yet he did exactly what the Trump administration said to do with COVID, and he followed suit this past weekend and reacted and not, you know, was not proactive. So for him to stand up there and criticize the guy, he's no better. He's not a leader, and it's a shame because we're in trouble in this country. And, you know, Wiggy has been pretty much right on the money as far as I'm concerned this morning. You know, when you're talking about white men trying to navigate and build relationships with people of color in these communities, they're fundamentally flawed. They have no idea where to begin. They think that it's about respect, and it's really not about respect. It's about getting to their level. My players said, hey, coach, you got money. You're white. Look at your car. Right away, I knew I needed to get to their level. They didn't know. I grew up, DSS was my guardian. I grew up the state of Massachusetts as my guardian. My father's rotten in a prison cell for life, and he'll never get out. That was far more to connect me to my players and the kids I work with in youth services than anything that I could say. Because Wiggy's right. I don't know what it's like to be a black guy or a black kid. I don't. But the only thing I can do is put myself out there a little bit, you know, check my ego at the door when I'm working with these kids and let them know it's okay. We're not exactly the same, but we ain't that far apart either. And, right. And that's how this is going to end.
Right. And then the only way you could do that is by being open, honest, and like Greg likes to say, keeping it 100. Or should I say, keeping it 100.
White guys in leadership roles aren't capable of doing that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Most of them are not. They won't put themselves out there. They'd rather the kids. I could have said nothing to my kids, and they would have thought I was some rich white guy who got the coaching job because, you know, of my past. Mm-hmm. They had no idea who I was. And for me to get, I didn't want their respect. I want to connect with them. So for me to do that, I had to put myself out there. I had to expose some of my history, some of what I've been through, to connect with those kids. Now, it's there. I have it with them, and I have it with the kids I work with in youth services. And until white guys are willing to do that and stop with the whole, I got to be something or I can't let people in because that's the way they were raised, then this problem is going nowhere.
Derek, thanks for calling Jermaine and I and for keeping it 100.
Keeping it 100.
You're so white.
But he's right, though. He makes a good point because it's about relating to them on a level that you can say, oh, okay, I might not be able to understand what you're going through, but here's how I can relate in a way that might not be that different from you. You know, whether it's I grew up in an environment where, you know, I was raised in a single parent household, or, you know, like Derek said, his father is in jail. And so then you could start, you understand, or you might know what my pain is, right?
Yeah.
And I think if you can't, but if you've never had that, then you got to say, okay, what is hurting you? Right. What is the fact that,
like, say that?
Yeah. And I know that you and Curtis, both you being, you know, Curtis being from Stowe.
No, I'm from Stowe.
You're Stowe and Curtis. Where are you from, Curtis?
Dover.
Dover, Massachusetts. And I know how violent those places are, so you got to be able to relate and say, hey, listen, I understand your pain. Here's what it was like for me.
Yeah.
You should have seen the Dover Days Fair when they ran out of cotton candy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But don't you think
I didn't go to the Gleasondale section of Stowe after dark.
But don't you think that's the
best?
Unless
I had to deliver a newspaper.
Right. Which, and it's very
bicycle.
Violent.
There were some riots on Sumner Redstone's property when Viacom split off of CBS.
Right. But all joking aside, if you're like, okay, so what is it that bothers you? Or then you saying, here's where I may be a little bit concerned or why I might feel a certain way because of whatever I was taught.
Yeah.
You know, now we can have a conversation.
Right. And just randomly do that. And that's not going to be,
Well, I don't think you can just randomly walk up.
Weird, like,
yeah, I don't think you can just walk up to the first black person you see. Yeah.
Hey,
hey,
so,
say, bro,
hey, bro,
I'm trying
real
to
quick.
Keep it 100 here.
I'm trying to.
Yes. Tell me about your life as a kid growing up.
I want to relate to you.
Right. Hi, Jamal. I grew up in Tower Drive in Dover. Where are you from?
No, I think that, like, you know, when you have the ability to maybe even speak with people that are more along your level, that are very successful businessmen and very successful people, and say, hey, you know, here's some of the things maybe we can help in areas in this, that, and the other. You
yeah.
know?
So. Well, I think Curtis's idea for the mini golf event is
the best
start.
Idea yet.
I mean, it's something.
We can do
really
a remote,
some
do the whole thing.
We're going to get Mike, who called yesterday.
Mike and I are a team.
Oh, well, like
there's a photo op.
It's like the Brady Peyton Manning thing, except we're doing it for race relations.
Oh, yeah, we'll call it the match.
Yeah, Charles Barkley will do play by play.
It'll be Mike and Curtis.
Oh, my God.
Versus
Wiggy
you,
and Dale.
You and Ryan.
Wiggy and Dale. Me, Dale, and Ryan Reynolds.
and we'll have Bagger Vance there.
Oh my God.
Dale's gonna have to do it virtually though, because he's not leaving the house.
Right.
It'll be Curtis, Killer Mike, and
get Killer Mike. Killer Mike is when you watch Killer Mike speak.
Yeah. That's moving.
It's moving.
Yeah, very moving.
He kept it.
He kept it 100.
100.
He did.
100.
Mm-hmm. He did keep it 100.
Might have been 105.
I did like the white people quote tweeting that being like, wow, everyone, sit back and watch this gentleman speak. It was like falling over each other, retweeting it.
Greg just invented a new one. Yo, I'm keeping it 105.
I'm keeping it 105.
So extra.
So I can't do it 105. So 105 don't work. I got to say, I'm keeping it 105.
I'm looking for the come up. Let's see.
You're looking for the appetizer tray.
Danielle,
appetizer come up.
Texter very upset that I did that. I used the I instead of the me. So
when?
I should have said thanks for calling.
Jermaine. Oh, wait, did you say
and
Wiggy
me.
And I? Or yeah,
I think I said Jermaine and I.
Yeah, it's and me.
That's Stowe Public School education,
which I didn't finish. That's the problem since I never finished.
There's your relate. There's your relatability.
I can relate.
Here it is.
I'm going to do that
who
today.
Who can relate?
Yes.
So I'm going to do that.
Find the first black guy. You're going to say, listen, I dropped out of school in what grade?
Senior year.
Senior year.
High school.
And so now I want to know about your life.
Right.
And how we're similar.
So like a concierge at the building, just go say, hey, what's up, Steve? just wanted to let you
know. Please videotape and record this.
How do I get into that discussion? Yeah. Just say, hey, what's up?
No, just talk about how you never finished high school.
Right.
That's it.
And what I mean,
and you were arrested for smoking weed.
But what if he's offended? He's like, "What? Why are you saying that to me? I have a master's degree."
See,
that's the problem.
He has
with
a double master's actually in nursing.
It could cause like all kinds of issues.
The risk that you run, though. That's
I'm like, hey, bro, just want you to know, I didn't finish high school either. And it's like, what are you talking about? Right. You a-hole. You're such a racist. Yeah,
he's like, I'm the president of Harvard.
Yes. That is the risk you run, Greg, in race relations.
Oh,
in
it is? Okay. Yes.
Well, that woman in the Central Park issue, the Karen down there, she was yelling at a guy who was a birder who was a Harvard degree.
I'm a bird watcher.
So amazing.
All right. We're going to talk with our friend Damien from the North End, who's not happy again, in just a few moments. But right now, Ken, with what is trending?
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, you mentioned Dale. This might be his lead at 10. Tough night for Gronk in the ring on Raw last night.
Uh-oh.
Lost the 24/7 belt.
Oh, he did.
The old sneak up behind you while you're trying to film the TikTok video.
By the way, I love how Tampa Bay is, to borrow a phrase from the old show, is anything goes football franchise. Like, you can do anything you want.
That's it.
You can, right up until, you know, opening Sunday,
right,
you can be participating in WWE events.
Doesn't matter.
You could be on social media doing anything. It doesn't matter. You guys do anything you want.
Maybe that's what Bill needs to start doing.
I'm Bruce Arians. Right. You do anything you want. We'll see you. Hopefully we'll see you 10 minutes before opening day.
You know what's crazy that the Bucks did? They acquired talent.
Okay, Curtis.
Well, R-Truth is the new title holder.
Wait a second. Wait a minute. Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
You can't get the touchdown if you don't flip your mouth, Mr. Rob Gronkowski.
Seriously?
Gotta be serious, man. You got a new career started. Come on, let's go. You're with the Bucks now. Come on, let's do this.
Oh, oh boy.
Sounds like, you know, that like that was the wrestling at, like, I want to say Lynn Auditorium. Not the, you know, hey, I'm trying to make my way to the WWE, so whatever, right. Like, single A ball would be comparable in a wrestling, that's what it was.
Greg, if you ran a company, would you ever hire someone that watched wrestling religiously?
Wow. I don't know that that would come up during an interview.
If you found out,
literally
that,
wouldn't.
If an interviewee was telling you that they loved wrestling,
I wouldn't care about that.
You would absolutely not hire that person.
I wouldn't bother me one bit.
There you go, Stace.
Why are you lying?
There's your race relations starting off thing. Yeah. Hey, you watch wrestling, and I dropped out of high school too.
Is wrestling WBS or is?
No, it's DPS, dumb people stuff.
No, I think wrestling is kind of like...
FPS, Florida people stuff.
Yeah, I think they all
or Dale people stuff
are into wrestling.
Well, a lot of rankings out for football these days. None of them are real good for the Patriots. But even though Chris Sims had Stidham ranked 35th on his quarterback list, Wiggy, he does compare him to Tony
Romo.
Aren't
there only 32 teams in the NFL?
Yeah, 35th in the rankings. But he says... Reminds me of Tony Romo, pure thrower, great mechanics, natural, smart. He's being well-schooled, so he likes his ceiling. He just, you know, he's got to prove
it on
the
field. I'd say Tony Romo.
Oh, if sure.
If Stidham turned out to be like Tony Romo, I would be happy with that.
Yeah, but NFL.com saying this is going to be the worst Patriots team in 20 years.
Well, I agree with that.
I mean, you do?
Yeah. Think about it. They lost
before a single down is before training camp.
Yeah, well,
years ago, what wasn't on the team?
they lost a lot of talent, right? Not just on defense.
On defense,
right?
You lost Van Noy,
right? On offense, you lost your best player in Brady,
yeah,
right. So you think about that. Your receiving core is basically all new in the sense that Mohamed Sanu, now Philip Dorsett's gone. Granted, he wasn't the best thing, but he had a little bit of a track record.
Running back's great.
Oh, your running back situation. I would say your running back situation is probably the most solid, but still has a lot of question marks, right? Who's Sony Michel going to be? Right? Isn't that the biggest question mark of it all? We kind of know what James White is. Rex Burkhead, if he can stay healthy, but the problem is he never stays healthy.
Right. Now, when they sign Kaepernick, this changes everything.
Well, see, I'm not on the cap train.
No.
I'm on the Cam train.
Oh.
Okay.
And I'm on the other black quarterback. Bring me Cam.
Well, Cap would still be ranked higher than Stidham at 35. You'd admit that. Baseball threatening a short season. The two sides had a, per The Athletic, heated meeting Sunday. The owners mentioned as few as 40 games. ESPN reporting last night they're discussing 50 to 60. The season would start in July. It would give players their full prorated salaries. But in this case, it'd be chopped down to 31% of their full season. They had agreed to 70% back in March, and this is not an official offer, but basically the union had that deferred salary counterproposal, and the owners said that made no impact, so they continue to go back and forth. Although, as we heard Jeff Passan last hour from ESPN, the owners are confident there will be a season, putting Wiggy in a... an outdoor cafe with Curtis for losing that bet.
I'm saying I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay. That's what's trending.
Just take him to a place where he's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I already got a spot lined up for him. I got a spot lined up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Statues on the Greenway. Stupid statues of broken down dump trucks that's considered art. What happened to Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile.
That was last week on this program, a frustrated Damian DePaula, who joins us now on the Harbor One hotline from the North End. Hey, Damian.
Hey, what's going on, Greg? How are you?
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. We're doing okay here, you know. Honestly, I mean, considering what's going on in the world, you know, first with the COVID and, you know, then with George Floyd. That tragedy, that crime. I don't blame people for being upset, and the business community in the North End feels the same way. And you know, I mean, I'll give you my take on the restaurant business and our dilemma, of course. But I tell you what happened to this guy was this guy was a father of two children. They probably have seen this on TV. I could not bear to watch it more than once. That was enough for me. The guy who committed this, I mean, he should be tortured slowly and painfully as far as I'm concerned. And it's just, you know, for us to sit here and complain about anything after this, I'm sorry. It's I can't complain about anything.
Yeah.
I really can't, you know. Anyway, that's the somber mood of the day here. And,
But we need more people. We need more people like Damian voicing their displeasure and frustration about it, right?
Yeah,
because then that it shows that it hurts everybody, and that, I think that's good for him.
The guy's a father. Mm-hmm. He's a son. He's a brother. Just terrible. Just terrible. And I don't blame people for being upset. And I tell you what, you know, they need to show that the peaceful protest. I tell you, I love the way that you see everyone coming together in you know, in this community, because, you know, Boston has a good mix of people, and it was beautiful just to see everyone together and in prayer and honoring this man. I mean, I wish we could be honoring him for, you know, something else and he was alive, but it is what it is. And people have the right to be upset. And we as a business community, we've been talking about this, and, you know, we're upset too. And, you know, we're feeling it's painful to watch. It's painful to talk about. It's painful to see.
When it comes to the governor and the announcement that is coming Saturday about whether or not you can open up restaurants in the North End on Monday, there has been a lawsuit filed, and I know that the North End restaurants that are a part of that, at least one individual has suggested that they may go ahead and open up Friday. Is that something that you guys are thinking about doing?
I mean, honestly, that move is up to individuals. You know, where some people are talking about it, we're talking about it. The problem here is this. We have no clarity on anything. I mean, June 8th now is not a date, okay? June 8th, if I understood the governor correctly the other day, he said that it, depending on the cases and how everything goes between June 1st and 6th, then and only then, if he thinks that we should open, he will let us know that if we can open June 8th. Now, here lies the dilemma, everyone. It's only outdoor seating for June 8th. You know, so the city did send out a survey, a questionnaire to businesses to fill out their wish list of outdoor seating throughout the city, not just the North End. Hopefully most people fill that out. And then you get an application. So the problem is there's no guarantees. So no one has told us yet, okay, you know, you have these four parking spaces in front of the restaurant. You have some sidewalk. You don't have any. So people that already have outdoor seating in the city, you know, those are the haves. And they will continue to have. And those are a lot of the bigger places that made the deals in the Seaport, Prudential Center, people getting free full liquor licenses. that just came into the area. Companies with big money getting free full liquor licenses. Well, it looks like they're going to be okay because they already have outdoor seating. Most of them have big patios. So even though they won't be at 100%, they'll still be somewhat functional and ready to open. Those of us who have small restaurants, and most of us, you know, North End, South End, I mean, a lot of small restaurants, a lot of people are saying, well, if we can only open with outdoor seating, and the outdoor seating has to be social too, 6 feet apart, unless you have a barrier, a lot of people aren't even going to open. They're going to, you know, a lot of people that I know are saying, look, we, you know, 25%, 50%, it's not a percentage now, it's the 6 foot barrier. So, I mean, unless you put a wall or you put a plexiglass or something in between, these are all expenses. And to have expenses with uncertainties. So if I have outdoor seating, but I don't find out until 2 days before, I got to go last second buy outdoor, you know, outdoor furniture, chairs, blah, 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 to put.
when you haven't been able to be open for 3 months.
We haven't been able to open. We haven't, and no one's told us anything. And it's always, it's piecemeal. And it's, you know, every 2 weeks we get a crumb. Like, hey, guess what? You guys are getting outdoor seating. And then it's, all right, when and where? And do we all have it? And then there's many no's in there. And there's many I don't know's. I mean, they're doing their best. They're trying. I mean, one thing that really confuses a lot of us is, if we've slowed down and if we're scared of COVID and we're in the next phase, restaurants, okay, why is it that our people are being allowed to go to New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Florida, Texas? So you're telling me that they can't catch something going to these places and then bring it back? I mean, if the main concern is spreading COVID, isn't that a concern that we're letting them go out of state? And they're filling up these places and having a good time, as they should. Everyone should be open. But to designate us in a phase when you've let other things open, when other states around us are open, and we're the last one, I don't know what the hell, you know, what's everyone scared of? The weather is perfect. You know, we've done everything we had to do. People want to get out. I mean, honestly, I see the young people in the city, they're out and about. And, you know, and they're not wearing their masks, and people are being free. And I just don't understand the holdup here. It makes no sense. They want us to fight a battle, but they're giving us no weapons. Right. We're in there with nothing, and we're being held back. And it's like the ones that get screwed are the smaller middle class, mom and pop. You guys had a call after me. Not the guy that was running with his mask on, but the other guy who was in Florida. And he's calling, he's telling you guys that I'm on some boat, and I got a big condo on the ocean. You know what, buddy? Number one, you don't know me. And number two, you're wrong. A lot of us don't have that. A lot of us do come to work and work every day. I wish I was on a boat somewhere. You know what I mean? But I'm not. You know, I'm here. And a lot of us business owners are here with our staff because we're not leaving. You know, we have to show them leadership and stuff. And they ask us every day, when are we coming back to work? And they see everything that's going on everywhere else, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, surrounding us, and for some reason, here we are.
Now, how difficult is it as a business owner, especially a, you know, in the North End where you talked about, and they're saying it's 25%, but still being able to distance them socially 6 feet apart when a lot of those restaurants down there are not particularly big? How difficult it is for you to stay above water, continue to be able to do this, and then potentially be a second surge, and he then shuts everything down?
Oh, I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, you know, and that's at one point where people have to make a decision. Are we going to get locked down and closed down again? Let me tell you, a lot of this craziness, you know, and the stuff that's happening is because you have people, you know, you're making them stay home, you know, you're making us all part of that number, unfortunately, that can get ill and that can get this. And we're all paying the price for some mistakes that were made with the elderly. Terrible mistakes. You know, it's not right. We can't. Let me tell you something. A lot of restaurants are going to close, and they're the smaller restaurants, okay? All right? And you heard the guy DeFilippo say, hey, they were closing anyway, blah, blah, blah. Well, buddy, I don't appreciate that comment. And a lot of people who had to work every day and ran restaurants for years and years that closed up, they remember that comment. They remember that. That's nothing you forget. This is a grind every day. when you're not backed up by big money, okay, when you're not backed up by big money, you have a short lifespan in the restaurant business. And when you look at those statistics that say whatever it is, fail within a year, those are mostly small places. All right, to come back, going on 3 months, maybe going on 4 months, to come back and to be uncertain of how you're coming back, that is a recipe for disaster and for failure.
But
you know?
do you think that the mayor or the governor understands that telling you Saturday that you can open up on Monday theoretically is no use? Like, how do you get people to work, or how do you get PPE stuff that you need, or get furniture for? You don't even know where you could have tables outside, correct?
Yes, we don't know where, and we don't know if we have them. Not everyone's getting tables outside. It depends on your situation. Depends on the traffic. We already know that they're not going to close down Hanover Street. They've made that clear. All right. So what do we get?
Is that because of the fire station? Is that why?
I mean, honestly, listen, I've been here for a long time, okay? I've seen those fire trucks. God bless those guys. I've seen those fire trucks go down Hanover Street with cars double parked on both streets. I've seen them zip up Salem Street. I can hardly fit my van on Salem Street. These guys go, they unbelievable what they do. Do we want to restrict their lanes? Absolutely not. But to give them the middle of Hanover Street with about 20 feet does leave ample room on both sides to put some outdoor seating.
It would be so great if Hanover Street for the summer was shut down,
right?
And it was only tables, only dining outside. It would be. It's the way.
Well,
to
you
help.
Don't have to really drive.
It's
down
the way
Hanover
to help
Street.
These people.
What's the purpose of driving down there? You don't have to.
You don't have to. No. Right.
Greg doesn't like to walk to where the valet is.
No, exactly. I don't blame you, Greg. But I mean, it can be done. But what I think is there's so much going on all at once that maybe, you know, maybe there's a little delay in getting on top of how to bring back small business, you know. And it's not only us. Like I said, you know, my daughter's got a gym. There's a lot. There's the girls from North End Yoga. There's a lot of small independent fitness places in Boston.
But
how many of them are
going to
reopen if they're being treated like Equinox and Planet Fitness and World's Gym, you know?
But it doesn't seem like anybody cares about that, Damian.
It doesn't, and that's the sad thing. And then we're being told to sit back, and, you know, we're being told to sacrifice. And a lot of times you get these rah-rah speeches like, we. I don't see any we. I see us that we're standing alone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not right, and a lot of people aren't going to reopen, and a lot of people are mad. And here's the best part. Let's say that we wanted to exercise our freedom. You know, let's say that we said, you know what, we don't care, we're opening, right? Mm-hmm. All right. If we open, there's a good chance that they take away your license. Never mind just getting fined every day. They take away your license. This is a fact.
Could they do that for everybody? Like, if everybody, if it was... Freedom.
You gotta ask them
if it was Freedom Friday in the North End, and everybody opened up, could they do that?
If they wanted to be ales, yeah. I mean, if they have the power to do that.
I mean, Damian, I have a question for you. What was going through your mind the other night as you saw thousands of Bostonians legally gather in downtown, following the mayor and the governor saying they understood their need to go out and protest, after you've been sitting there closed for 3 months with the same people telling you that you're unable to have people 3 to 6 feet apart eating dinner in the North End?
I mean, well, these are different circumstances, obviously. These are whole different plights altogether. I'm more pissed off, honestly, that they're letting people, they're allowing people to go to Home Depot, Walmart, Target, places where for some reason you can't catch the coronavirus.
Right.
And, you know, and if some person sneezes away from you, you know, 5 feet and 9 inches, you know, and not 6 feet or not 6 feet, 3 inches. I mean, they, you know, you have to give a permit for people to have a protest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They had no choice. You can't deny it. And honestly, you know, good for them that they got the permit and they did get the protest. And, you know, for me to say, well, damn it, they weren't within 6 feet of each other and they weren't wearing masks. And,
Damian, we got to dump out of you on the language. Yeah. We got to.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now,
sorry. Now, a bunch of BS.
I'm on delay, right?
But so. yeah, we dumped out of you. But we all know you can't you can't get it from takeout food.
Right.
You can only get it from food that's served in a restaurant. So let's just be clear. Let's just be clear about
right.
that. You can't get it at Home Depot, but you could get it at a barber shop.
Damien,
do they give you any explanation to why? Because if people, you know, you make a great point where people are in Home Depot, there's no 6-foot distancing between people. I've been there plenty of times. Granted, I crossed the border to go to New Hampshire. But did they give you any explanation on why you guys are not given the ability to open up and, you know, take the proper precautions, but kind of get back to normal and then allow people themselves to make their own decision? Do I want to then go out to a restaurant and eat?
The explanation is none. We have gotten no explanation as far as the reasoning, and that's why we're frustrated, okay? And that's why we're sitting here and we feel helpless. They cut off our, you know, our parts. Okay, I can't say anything bad. Our testicles isn't a bad word, is it?
No, you can say.
Depends on who you ask.
They turned you into a Stromboni, is what they did.
So we're sitting here and we're waiting and we're being patient and we've been good. And honestly, again, I'm gonna have to, you know, I met people from the MRA, from these other organizations. I gotta say, I don't know if they're really fighting for the little guy and looking out for the little guy. And we are, you know, we have a lot of businessmen and women in this neighborhood and throughout the city. And we're small mom and pop places, and they're hurting us. There's no explanation. Why is everybody else open and we're not? There's no, you know, all the restaurants in my neighborhood, they have a grade. You put it in your window. And most of us have A's in the North End. We have an A grade from the Board of Health. I did not see a grading system last time I went to Home Depot. I don't see how they're keeping everyone safe and healthy. It's impossible, and it's ridiculous. And honestly, you know, if the mayor and the governor are listening right now, it's like, hey, guys, yeah, this is a bad time. Your jobs are tough, not an envious position. I have to say that the police and the National Guard and everybody that's been involved in maintaining the peace, they've done a great job. They've coordinated it well. But, you know, for some reason, for us to be the group that's being held back, like we're going to contaminate everybody.
No, there's no rhyme or reason. It's like you can get you realize, Ken Neurotic, you can get takeout food at a restaurant, but you can't be given a hot dog at a golf course.
Yeah,
What is it?
Like, what is the freaking difference?
There's no method to the madness.
Why can't you get takeout food from a restaurant, but you can't sit there and eat it at a table that's 6 feet?
And it's amazing, you know. And if everyone's that paranoid about all this, you know, there should be health inspectors all over the place. I tell you what, if this goes on, a lot of people aren't going to open. With the smaller places with all these rules, and they can't, because you can't afford to do it. Yeah. If you have 40 seats and you're opening with 10 seats and you have to staff, it's not like doing takeout and delivery where pretty much, here we got, you know, a couple of people, we're working, we're just keeping busy, we're trying to feed the neighborhood. A lot of people aren't gonna do it until we get the normal amount for indoor seating. So not only do we not know when our first phase begins, and we do not know who has tables and chairs outside, but we don't know if we're going to begin on June 8th, and that's a big problem. Big problem, as you know. Yeah. Not only do you have to staff, you have to buy food, you have to prep it. For us to find out on June 6th, if we're opening on June 8th with a plan of attack, this many tables on this street, on this corner, these parking spaces, get your staff back, order all your food, and in the event of shortages, revise your menu, because you have to adapt, because, you know, a lot of food is getting thrown out. Things are getting rotten all over the place. You know, slaughterhouses aren't functioning at full capacity. All that stuff, everything got stopped and slowed down. And our industry is the in-between. We're the go-between. Like, our class of people that work, we're in the middle. We're the transitional people. You got to keep us going to keep the economy going.
Well, listen,
you know,
Damien, I'm glad you called. If you open Friday, Wiggy and I will be over there.
Yeah,
Wiggy,
we'll come down.
We're gonna come over there. Mm-hmm. Wiggy wants. All right. What'd you say? You want a cannoli or what was?
Yeah, cannoli.
Wiggy from East Boston. You know Mike Gillespie?
Do I know who?
Mike G.
Yep.
He's in L.A. He's an agent now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's telling me he knew you, but
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I'll come down for cannolis and chicken palm.
Yeah, all right. Chicken palm.
Cannolis and chicken palm. Yep. You have to make sure you eat the chicken palm before the cannoli, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, always. Well, you could have a cannoli, then you could have a chicken palm, then you could have another cannoli. It works out that way.
All right. Damien, well, keep us up to date with what happens, and I guess you'll get word hopefully Saturday. All right?
Hey, do I get any royalties on that Mona Lisa thing or not?
Yes. We'll send you a check. We'll have Ken send you a check.
Ryan Reynolds will be sending you.
Yes, Ryan Reynolds will send a check, a guilt check in your direction. Now,
you got to feel bad for people like...
Well, I don't know, because a 508 texter says... I understand it sucks for restaurant owners, but 99% of people don't care if restaurants open right now. It's the last thing people are worried about.
That's the most ridiculous assumptive statistic I've ever heard in my life.
But do people understand that it's not about – the people who are upset about it, for the most part, are not upset about their right to go to a restaurant.
Right.
They're upset that businesses are being destroyed at free random.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, it's not about the actual restaurant. It's about the people who work and own and like.
It's
like
the second largest, when it comes to industry, the second largest employer in Massachusetts.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
People get that?
No, they don't.
Or they don't because they have a job.
Right.
They can work from home.
Right. Exactly.
They can Zoom their way through the thing. Mm-hmm. Great.
They don't get it because you don't hear them complain. Why isn't that same texter complaining about, and Damien makes a great point, like Home Depots, right? You're not complaining about Home Depots, Walmarts, things like that. Like people can go in there.
Because they want to go there.
And
they don't care.
There's no social distancing.
No.
You just go in there and it's like, all right, it is as we go as we go. You
and
know,
Costco's is open.
Well, Costco's, forget about it.
They're going back to the free samples.
How are we going to do the samples if you have to wear a mask? Now you got to lift your mask up. It's so ridiculous.
Wiggy, do you call it BJ instead of BJ's? Do you remove the S?
Is Costco going to be opening up where there's not going to be, there's a Costco that I go to, but the line is around the building. Are we getting back to normal? Like where I can just, you know.
No, I think
there's
still capacity limits.
It's cautious.
We're at the cautious stage.
I mean, I feel like they have no choice other than to do what some of them are saying and just open up on Friday and see what happens.
So what is opened up?
Do you think Rachel Rollins, would that be irony if she prosecuted you for opening a restaurant but didn't prosecute you for...
Looting it?
For trashing it? I think that's pretty
ironic. Would that be irony?
Yeah, you could steal from it, but you can't open.
But... Honestly, though, can we just speak about Rachel Rollins for a second? That is scary that woman is the top cop in Boston, hearing her yesterday. Like, I always heard that we weren't really prosecuting shoplifting or other crimes, but listening to her speak was scary.
How about Damien shutting Curtis up about the protest comparison? That was awesome. Apples and oranges, my friend. Lost that one, Curtis. 0 for 1.
Ken was very excited about that.
But what is
hi, Ken.
What is actually open? Because that's where we're in phase.
Phase two starts Monday.
Okay, so nothing has opened as of yet. Because the barbershops were supposed to open, but...
Some of them are sort of open.
Right.
Phase one is what we're calling start.
Oh, okay, thanks.
some of them are sort of open. And I mean, I don't know.
Facial stuff, basically. I should rephrase that. No facial hair can be addressed.
Whoa. Not something Danielle said at Hofstra.
No, that was later.
Here's somebody says that's the most absurd text that you've ever read on the show. More than 50% of the world is employed at restaurants. Well, I don't know if it's 50%, but they are.
It's pretty high, though.
It's pretty high. Yeah. I mean, construction's open. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Construction is open.
Like,
and
so.
Gyms are not.
I don't know. Is like Big Lots and Kohl's, are they open?
No,
we love Kohl's.
Can't you do curbside?
Curbside, yes.
You can get like your makeup or something, Danielle, and pick it up curbside if you.
Is Pottery Barns open?
But does that make any? But does that
all
make any?
Of them.
But does
what
that
about the Christmas tree shops?
No, I don't think. But does that make
about
WBS?
William Sonoma?
No, I don't think it's Three Shops. It's a WBS.
No, I like Bed Bath and Beyond.
Oh, you do.
Beds Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's in Illinois.
Right, it's an S on the end of Illinois. But it doesn't make sense.
And it's Minneapolis.
Yes. It doesn't make sense that you can just casually walk around Home Depot, you can Lowe's, and all these other places.
TJ Maxx.
Well, that's essential.
But you can't do that at Big Lots, at Bed Bath and Beyond. Nope.
Well, you don't need anything essential at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, I could get a hose at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Well, no, then you have the places have figured out that if they sell, like, one bottle of hand sanitizer, they can qualify as essential. Right. So they all started, like, you know, paper store and everything. They're all trying to keep their business alive. So they're like, hey, we're going to sell some hand sanitizer so that we can be essential.
Container stores.
We can open our business up.
I can get solar lights, hand sanitizer, and a mask at Bed Bath & Beyond. The same way I could do it at Home Depot. But I could do that in Home Depot and just, that's why I crossed the border, man. New Hampshire, it is what it is out there.
Phase two, it's called cautious.
Oh, okay.
I went to Richardson's to get some ice cream. They're not selling ice cream no more.
Not at the window, you mean?
Not at the window. Or,
why?
Or they don't.
How are you supposed to get it?
They don't do any cups or cones.
Do they throw it to you in a spoon?
No, they just sell
it. Like the bears at Clark's Trading Post?
They sell it by like the half a gallon in the tub. Like if you wanted a sundae, you can't do that.
Why?
Banana split, they won't do it.
I know you somebody has to put their hands on it.
I guess you got to ask the governor of Massachusetts.
Scoop. And yeah. Greg,
it's because we just learned the coronavirus lives on an ice cream scoop for 8 to 10 weeks.
That is true.
And we have the greatest nickname ever for Ken from a texter.
Yes,
Ken PR.
Yes.
Instead of
NPR.
Did Fitzy
NPR.
Text that one? That's a Fitzy drop. Right.
That's beautiful.
I was waiting for something that was powerful.
That
was a Fitzy.
What about the dollar store? Is the dollar store open?
Yes. You don't go there often, Greg.
No, the dollar store is that's the one store that you loot.
Yeah. I got to get some water balloons. I need.
Why would you loot the dollar store?
I don't know.
Not a lot of ROI on that one, Curtis.
Everywhere you look, dollar stores for some reason that like's the first spot that the looters go to.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
That's probably the pet food. I mean, what do they have there?
They have everything now.
You need the candle, like the fuel for the chafing dish. A couple trash bags.
They are just the
some knockoff chanclas.
They're like the poor man's version of Walmart without the full on grocery store foods. You get a couple frozen dinners in the Dollar Tree.
It's like generic Stouffer's.
How about Building 19? Is that open?
Building 19 hasn't been open in a while.
Yes. That was my playground. It hasn't been open since 1988, I believe.
All right. Ken's freaking out because we're up against the clock. So we'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Wake up, baby.
Tell your friends.
I love it. On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Forget your face, sometimes I can't remember my name. Hey, Mrs. Potter, don't cry. Hey, Mrs. Potter, I know why, but hey, Mrs. Potter, won't you talk to me?
Oh, boy, Danielle. Air getting heavy around this place.
Yeah? Oh. A little tough?
I wish you were here to lighten the mood.
Oh man, I wish Danielle was here for that one,
nearly
too.
Came to blows.
What happened?
Between Wiggs and Curtis during the break.
Whoa. I don't know if they would say that.
Oh,
would,
Ken,
please tell me you took out your cell phone.
Curtis,
what happened?
Curtis came into the studio with a random question.
Yes.
And we almost had some kind of a riot on our hands
in
here.
We were close.
What?
We were close.
I asked a simple question.
Which was?
Unsolicited.
How was your tone?
My tone is always polite.
I don't know about that.
I said, I just found out
that George Floyd had served 5 years in prison.
Oh, you don't bring that up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you don't bring that up. You don't walk in the studio and casually be like, hey. No.
Go ahead there, yo.
Not the
Take
time.
It for me,
Curtis,
there, yo.
After not the
he,
time.
After
I'm a little
he
tone
said
deaf.
It, he said it to the wall.
He didn't even say it to Wiggy. He said it to the wall.
There, yo. Go ahead. Take the floor for
but
me.
But I can't. It's not. It, regardless of whether or not George Floyd has served time in prison, doesn't mean it was okay for the guy to be murdered in the street by a cop.
Nobody was saying that.
So my response was to him, Danielle, okay, I said, is all I said.
No, no, what? No. Here's this was your response to him.
Hello.
So then I said to him, what does that have to do with anything?
There's literally no reason to bring that up other than to start incite some kind of an argument.
What are we talking about? If there was anybody else, if it was a white person, the media would talk about that.
Even if it's a casual mention, it's just, it's not the time.
Right. So then I said to him, I said,
does it make it any better? No.
So
does it justify what happened?
A fact.
No.
I hear the left, they say facts matter.
That's
this is a
great.
Fact.
Even if it were a different situation, I would still say, not the time.
Well, you know what it was? It didn't ultimately got to the, and this was my lead of keeping it 105, like Greg says. It ultimately
is that
got,
how many days he did?
Yes. It ultimately got to the point where Curtis then finally said, well, he wasn't a squeaky clean guy. I said, well, you should have led with that, right? If you feel like that's the issue, say, well, you know what? This guy's got to check it past. He's not a squeaky clean guy. But I would then say to Curtis, we sit here and we, you know, people do it all the time. We criticize people for this cancel culture. Well, why are we talking about Trump's past? It has nothing to do with where he is today. No, that's all I said. It's just because.
Yeah, I think it'd come up if Trump was arrested and pled guilty to aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon.
But in that moment, what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
What does anything have to do with what we're
right.
talking
so
about?
So all you wanted to say, you should have just came in and go, man.
Why are you so defensive about it?
No, no, I'm not defensive
about
were,
it. You were. That whole conversation you were
Greg,
defensive.
I wasn't defensive. So all I said, all you had to do was come
I was humming loudly. I didn't want to participate.
Yeah, Greg was
Greg hitting the mic button. He's like, hey, Ken, what do you want to play for a rejoin coming back? Like, let's do something upbeat.
Ken, what's the weather look like on Thursday?
For some reason.
They're going to Newport.
Greg's wearing flip-flops and he's down there tying his sneaker, it looks like. I'm like, dude, all right, you don't have to disappear. So it was like, it's got to the point where it was like
bathroom again, is your prostate enlarged?
So it just got to the point where it was like he didn't have a squeaky clean pass, and that's what you should have led with. If you would have led with that, we could have had a nice little discussion.
I just think it is interesting on June 2nd that this has not been discussed anywhere. I'm not saying it mitigates a thing that happened to him. That cop should be given the death penalty. He's a total douche. Should have never happened. The cops that were with Chauvin should all go to jail for the rest of their lives. I don't care if they ever see the light of day again. Nothing to do with those people. They should all be arrested and be put to death. I'm just saying about George Floyd specifically, one would have thought that fact would have come up at some point over the course of the coverage. That's my point.
Now, what did you think Wiggy's response to that was going to be? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. I like riling Wiggy up.
Did you think he was going to be like, oh, well, F him then?
Clearly, Curtis did not watch the, what's Oprah's homegirl? What's her name?
Gail King.
She didn't watch Gail King and
Oprah
Lisa.
And Dale.
Lisa Leslie, when Gail King said, so talk about Kobe Bryant's past, where he was alleged of raping somebody. Right.
And then at the end of it, he's like, oh, and by the way, Wiggs, you're working July 4th.
Hi.
Here's B. God. Hello, B.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Good morning.
Hi, B.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Wiggs?
What up?
Hey, check this out. This goes into my point of how the media betrays black and white people in the media. So, for example, you see how they focus more on black folks looting than white folks. The white folks are doing the same thing black folks are doing out there, looting, but they focus more on the blacks.
Do you think now when you say them, like, do you think that's what the media presents, or do you think that's
Channel
what people...
Channel 5 did the other night when they were robbing concepts.
Wiggy and I were talking about this morning, I think before the show started. I think most of the knuckleheads are white bros trying to start trouble.
Right. But the image isn't of the white bros wanting to start trouble. The images, like B says, is about...
Well, no, the images on the cruiser... So we had the whole thing where that video went viral, which everybody was shouting about how the Boston police were destroying their own vehicle. Mm-hmm. And then the actual video footage came out of the mostly white bros that were trashing the cruiser in the first place. So I don't,
Can I make one last point?
Yes, make as many as you want. I'm glad you called.
One last point, right? So we can stop hating on Christmas tree shop because you can come up there. That's why I get all my condoms.
That might be a little risky, B.
Wait, do they have condoms there?
Wow, that's a first.
I don't know if you want to be getting those there. Not a great idea.
So you can get your prophylactic set out of the Christmas tree shop. A couple scented candles.
Hello, Maria.
Hey.
By the way, Curtis is going to come in 5 minutes and tell you that George Floyd once went raw dog. didn't use a condom. And I'll say, yes, Maria.
Oh. Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you?
What's up, Maria?
It's my mom's name.
I had a very serious point, and you guys are taking this into the comedic direction,
which is fine.
It's fine because given the conversation earlier, my blood was boiling. So between walking in and hearing my, 57-year-old Down syndrome brother singing God Bless America and listening to you guys, I've calmed down a little bit.
Good.
But
okay.
let me just get this off my chest. I am thoroughly, fully disgusted with Governor Baker and Marty Walsh. Thank God I'm not a resident of the city of Boston is all I have to say, Marty. Governor Baker, how does it make any sense at all with the approach to this phasing in? The businesses who have been thoroughly devastated, and may I say some of them destroyed as a result of this virus, you're waiting until how long before you phase them in? These are the people who have been just financially blown apart as a result of this. Yet we're going to continue a wait and see and an easy approach where, Home Depot and Walmarts and Targets are all like, come on down, people. Like, how does this application of any logic work here with Charlie Baker? And let me tell Charlie Baker something else. The elderly who died in those nursing homes and the veterans, that blood is on your hands, dude, because if you and your state agencies had been providing the appropriate oversight to these facilities all along,
you can't say. First of all, I don't think the problem with this is, in my opinion, it's a virus. There was no way that, it happens. There's no way that it was going to be stopped. Unfortunately, there was no way that people weren't going to pass away. So I don't think the statement that there's blood on this person's hand or there's blood on that,
But you know what, Greg? You can't stand there and say to me, who's had family members in these nursing homes, that if we weren't there every day, 2 or 3 times a day to provide care, that these homes and these facilities are being run properly. Don't stand up there and tell me now that you're going to look into this stuff and that you're going to provide proper oversight, because you haven't been doing it to begin with.
That's
a crock of crap.
All right. Well, you are entitled to your opinion. I think that the virus, the virus,
thank you.
Some people are going to get it, and depending upon their condition, they're not going to survive. My mom.
Right. How's she doing?
She's doing excellent. She's doing really good.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And then we're going on, 14 days or so, and she's got her energy back, and she's 82 in a nursing home, 82 years old.
Right. She's more high energy than you are. Not hard, but.
So,
he gets the energy from his dad.
A lot of it just depends kind of on.
Well, but what happens in this? What happens when we're clearly going to see a second surge, right? When we open things up. Are we then going to hit the panic button again?
No, we can't. We can't
right.
do that
again. Right, so don't you think it's now like just open things up? And I don't really get the whole 25% thing. I mean, I understand slowly, but just open stuff back up. Allow people, because Damien was talking about if you have a restaurant like the North End that seats 40 people and you open up at 25.
20 people, 10 people.
Right.
There's no
I mean,
way
how do you
it.
Survive off
no
of that?
All right, we got to get to trending. Yes? Oh, no. Okay, coming up, we'll get to trending. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.